Welcome again to Two Girls and a Ghost. I am Mohoni.
And I'm Momboy. And today we are talking about imperfections and Jesus. That's how I saw the topic in my mind.
So it will just be said as it was seen.
Imperfections and Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, alright. Where do we start dissecting this? What do you feel are some of your biggest imperfections? You have an unusual urge to win.
Let me tell you, you can only say unusual before. Competitive is not the word.
It's unusual.
Unusual urge. I'm very critical also.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I realized you have a Michael Todd spoke. It's the pure item I need. What else? I wanted to say fault finder, but now the critical thing, I think it
covers
just covers that. Fault. Yeah. What else? I like things being done my way.
Your way.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Jesus understands
that
me.
That is my life not happening.
Jesus gets you.
What other faults do I have that I know of?
You're outgrowing negativity. Before it was a huge thing.
Bro, yes. Largely thanks
it was
to you.
A huge thing. Thanks, guys. I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch.
Clearly. I don't Jesus know. Which others do you know that you've seen? Because me is Kumbuki.
Your face is very... I don't think your face accurately depicts what you want it to depict.
Listen to her. When you meet me, I am not a bitch, by the way.
But I don't think... Okay, that's what I... That's just your face, bro. That's it just doesn't coordinate with your mind.
Ugh.
Ooh.
What I'm insulted. But it's okay.
Imagine I thought I'd have like a whole list. My mind is
Jesus,
so blank.
Jesus has done things. The Lord, hey bro, I wanted to add impatience. I'm like, lately I'm not that impatient. Like that one. Mm. Hey, that one was solidified into us. Mm. And what else? I feel like there's one. I will say it when I remember. What about you?
My imperfections, bro. Where do we start? Which ones do you know?
Ah, loving comfort. Shit.
That's so true.
Eh,
that is so true.
Then for Mboy is like kryptonite.
Hey, shit. What? If hell was comfortable, I'd probably...
He'd probably go there. It's so true.
That's so true.
Oh, Jesus is saying like, that's how people would go to hell, some of them. Shit. Road of comfortability. Just wanting to cruise through life.
Mediocrity, bro. I think that's the source. The root of mediocrity is comfort.
It's comfort. Ah, that's crazy.
What else? Jesus, my mind can't be blank.
Until lately we realized manipulation with the statement.
Yeah, but I don't think that was intentional.
It wasn't, but it still is.
Okay. Hey, that one, you said it hurt.
I have.
Shit. Heal from your trauma.
Of course, it's very personal to me. But yeah, and it's crazy how subtle it is.
But I guess, you know, like for you now, your characteristic is very aggressive. So I guess if you're not aggressive, you have to find another way to get stuff you want.
Ooh,
yeah.
Same thing, different personality, adaptation.
I think I can be judgy if I don't sit down and think things through.
Like that sentence.
That almost hurt. I don't know. Or rather, it's always I'm always quick to correct. That was actually a huge thing
in
the past. I don't know how it changed, but somebody would say something wrong and I'm boom there.
My friend shit, is you are that friend.
Yeah.
Hey.
My friend is the one who pointed it out. I like correcting people. Yeah. I think also that's what makes it easy for me to analyze people's weaknesses and strengths.
Because
you're always looking to better something.
Ah, yeah, that's nice. That's a nice trait corporately.
Yeah, corporately, probably. Comfort, you hit the nail. Sasa is in there, they seem so nice.
It's like we tackle the biggest, yeah.
Oh, not liking conflict is a huge one as well.
Oh,
deciding to go above and beyond to avoid conflict.
Yeah, those possums that play dead. Fucking, I'd beat you.
Yes.
And that kid who comes and kicks you.
Yeah. What do you think are some good things about yourself?
I'm compassionate. I'm kind.
I feel like compassion is something you learned, but it's true.
I learned, yeah.
You had to learn.
I'm also a giver. That one I know.
Yeah, that's true.
What else? All this. I don't know if this falls under the giving capacity thingy, but this one is so willing to bend for other people.
You're so oxymoronic because you're a giver, but you don't like being used. Then, 1 second.
Hey. Hey, sinu ulikuonge next.
No, say so said that, Lenny, you're a giver.
Oh yeah, and then Ghost said it's because the using part is because of the manipulative thing I don't like.
Oh,
so it's counted like that. What else? I think, yeah, I'm generally a nice person. I think just my face. Yeah, what Faith said, there's no coordination. I used to be a pushover as a child.
Really?
I think that was the kindness thing. Yeah, just... Probably also I don't like being used because I felt so used.
So you fear manipulation as well?
Yeah. I'll pass it to you.
I remember some dumbass shit used to be told in 844. The baton has been passed or something like that. I really don't miss that education system.
It's annoying. No offense to all the passes, but we were also passers of it. Hey, you went to every school there, is Faith.
If we had more money, probably. I'd have done even Swedish. Just remember. Our art was to help our exams. I think I was just in school to be in school. You get
statistics?
Yeah. Music. Music.
He's done what?
The benefits of me. I love people.
The benefits of me. Yes, you do.
I'm very healing in nature. Like, how do I explain it? Kinasali, I've said that my space is comfortable.
Yeah.
They feel replenished when they come. What else, Jesus? I'm pretty.
Oh, yes, that's a fact. You can take that.
Thank you. My friends have made my head big.
Wow.
Let me tell you, the defense you will have in heaven, you don't even know.
Me, I'll look at this story, you don't know. The kwachap on a Jason, Jimmy.
What else? This is so weird. Like, I can do this on any normal day.
Apart from now?
Yeah, now that I have to think about it, it's a lot. I'm stressed in my mind. I think I'm welcoming. Like, I look friendly.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
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 My face coordinates with the rest of me. The Lord is good. I don't know if this is a good thing, but my eyes... Hey, guys, my facial expressions. I can't hide how I feel. I cannot. At least, Nona Kama Hapo, you are spared.
There's coordination there, then.
But if I don't like you, you will know. Or others will know. It's a tough life. And I love Jesus.
Oh yeah, that should have been the first one. I'm sorry, Jesus, I didn't think of that as the first thing, but intentions count.
That, yes, that's true. How is it having a perfect God love you?
It's amazing and it's hard at the same time. Lol. Especially when you grow up always feeling like you don't measure up. So before you swear that God doesn't want anything from you, you're just always
hard.
Yeah, you're looking off your
It's alright.
Hey, today. You're looking over your shoulder every time like maybe you want something from me, you know, it can't be free. Nothing is that free in this life.
Yeah.
I think when that's why like when you go to some churches and they preach weird doctrine, you take it in because you're like, this makes sense. I can relate to this. But God's love for you is not something you can understand. You just accept.
It's true. And Ghost is saying, when that happens, it's like having a funnel without a filter. So whatever is poured into you, you take it.
You just take it, yeah.
You never sort it out. That's hard, considering the a billion doctrines in this world. It's really easy for somebody to get confused.
To get confused. But they don't blame these guys who drink. They're told saying they're stupid. It would have been you if it was not for God.
That's
meeting
true.
Grass.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it would have been us.
For me, I think it's scary in a way. Because, like you said, you can't understand God's love. So, now that's where mine was in. Like, I'm trying to get how much does this dude love me? And the more I think about it, the less sense it makes.
Sadly.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it does not add up. And then there's pressures of, this dude loves me so much. It's like earning it.
Yeah, you feel...
You know?
Yes.
Like, what do I do to keep this love so that it never departs? Guys, what? Jesus introduces you to yourself. You don't know.
Hey, bro, you see, like, even in your wanting to... Like when you said about earning, it's like the, you know what?
Mm-hmm. You say it how it is in your head.
Now it's gone. Now I'm blank.
Like the more you try to earn it.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yes, but now I can't remember what along those lines. It's okay, I will remember and I will say it. Okay, I'm completely blank. I'm even thinking of potatoes. That's how blank I am.
All right.
It's like my autosave is potatoes.
What can you say God has loved you through?
Hey, my self-righteousness. If there's someone who has seen me in my debt, oh my God.
It is Jesus.
Shit, and then when I realized that scripture that says that your righteousness is as filthy rags, bro, me, I've been covered in period shit all my life. I was a walking tampon.
You're a walking tampon.
I was a walking tampon, smelly as shit. Yanni, hey God, you're loving shit.
I think you've given us too vivid of an image.
But you see, that scripture says that filthy rags is actually the cloth they used to use for women's nini menstrual.
Oh, what?
Yes, that's how dirty your righteousness looks before God.
What? What?
It's like you and that story. It was licensed. Yeah, that's how bad. That's how I said walking tampon. Imagine all that smell and collection.
Excuse me.
If you're a guy, you really don't need that kind of image. Just thank God you don't have to.
Imagine like a really dirty toilet or diaper.
Yes, and over, because for years, yeah, God loved me. And lying, bro, I was a professional liar. I would have made a good lawyer. I would have made an amazing lawyer. Yeah, he loved
me. Actually, the combo there you had. Wow.
I forgive you.
But it explains also the compassion, the tolerance you built, the understanding, patience.
Yeah. I was a horrible human being. I was a nice example, like a toy. I was a nice statue, a terrible human being.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
What has God learned?
I don't even feel like I can compete at this point.
Walking tampons.
That's her. I think not having. No, I think it's God loving me out of my mediocrity.
Yeah.
Because you know now when you're comfortable or you're lazy or something, people tell you, no, you should do better. You should be like this. But Ghost just said, we're going to work with you a day at a time.
Yeah.
Like. That I have seen love in that, because he's never forced me to be anyone else. He's never forced me to do anything. It's just each day we make it better than the last, and we try, and we try, and we try. So now we've grown to a point that if I don't do something, now he can discipline me to an extent, because he knows I know better. Yeah, that's something I've been
loving. When you're saying the thing about trying and trying, like every day, he was saying that. Then one day you wake up and you're not that thing anymore. You can't
That's
tell
true.
When it started.
Exactly.
You're just not that. You're just not.
Hey guys, Jesus, me, laziness.
that was a mountain.
That one.
Ole.
We have climbed. Because I was the laziest a lot of people knew.
You were that, I don't say that girl, but yeah. Wow, Ole.
Also you are that girl.
We have been those girls. You should call this podcast Those Girls and a Ghost. It's crazy how people define you by those imperfections, you know? Or those perfections, seemingly.
Or try to... Exactly, like try for your perfections to rule over your imperfections. Get.
When you stop being a person, you just... I don't like the word iconic. I just realized. I don't like that word. You stop being a person and you become this thing.
An idol, bro.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you become an idol. You know, like, no offense to the Catholic Church, but when they we saint... Saint, I wanted to use saint as saints. The way we canonize these people, like Saint Peter and Saint Junani. Like, we forget they were actual human beings. Now they become these...
big, unattainable.
Exactly.
Like the Tower of Babel without the tower.
Wow, that's far.
But isn't that what they're trying to do?
Exactly, yeah. So you forget these guys. And I think that's why probably some sects of the faith are not as relatable. Because these people are not, they're not people.
Prophet Owur.
Yeah, they're unattainable. It's just, you can't reach them.
God,
that's intense. And then it's so hard for you, like, to try and think of them as human beings because you're like...
In South Korea, they call the, like, huge artists, like the Beyonces and Nini, they call them idols.
Yeah.
And you know those guys live up to that name because, like, people, I was reading it somewhere, like, fans will have cliques for the people they fantasize, like, the, like, a clique for Beyonce. And you need to know either certain information or how long have you been a fan. If it's
that's a thing.
Yeah. Like, they make them, like, sects now.
Ah, yeah. Oh, yeah. What was I thinking about when you were saying that? There's a time, there's this song, Kirk Franklin did with Toby Mac and this mama called Mandisa, and Kirk was saying that America has no more stars, now we call them idols.
Ooh.
And I thought about the whole American Idol thing, like, off the top, you just be like, ah, it's just a word,
but it's
not, because that's the status we've put them up to, you know?
And if you look at even how the show is done, they only speak people with sadder stories, tougher backgrounds, so you can relate more. Beyonce has a whole religion.
I was thinking about that church, yeah? Hey, but the beehive is a religion, if we can go that way. It is. It is. Because when you pick yourself to be identified by something, nothing becomes your God. Nothing becomes your God.
That's really hard, though. Yeah. I don't think that's the type of life she wanted.
You know, yeah.
How much she thought she wanted it? I don't know. But that's... You imagine a whole following.
And now imagine Nani, her kids being born into that.
No wonder she hides them.
It's crazy.
It's tough. That's so tough. What? Nobody. There's this dude who said that humans were never meant for such a status. Like, we're never, even though we're meant to be great, we're never meant to be idolized because we can't handle it as humans.
We can't.
We cannot.
Soon enough, you crack under that. Maybe that's why in Greek mythology they would give you a balance. Like, you're God, but you're not God. You're human. So we will give you enough room to mess, but there's also enough room for us to canonize you. Like, you just be it for us.
It's also Zeus, though. That's the most imperfect god I know of this far.
Zeus is the bane of Greek, of that religion, whatever it was. I think I would have done a better job. Ah, bro, Zeus was just all over. Sleeping with mortal women.
It's like God sleeping with you.
Azzy, we don't do that shit here.
We don't,
no, thank
but
you.
That's how they see it.
And he's always cosigning with everybody and fighting with mortal kings. You're a god. Why are you fighting with a human being? You know what? He's not worth it.
That's a human who was made into a god. That's not a god originally.
He's not. Only the same is about Buddha, like.
And that's the thing, though, you know, because, wow, we've really veered off topic. But anyway,
I think somehow we'll find our way back.
Ghost will sort it out.
Yeah.
These gods, these fake gods, honestly, that promote, like, peace, tranquility, all this nice, cute shit. people would follow them because they're like, these ones know the truth. But in reality, guys, God promotes peace and everything, but he can throw down. Jesus will fight you if you want to be fought.
Oh, that day is coming.
You know? So I'm wondering, how can a Buddha guys protect the people that they love?
Yeah.
Because it's technical, it's somewhat hippie mentality.
Whew.
It is though. Because as in, the truth is, we don't live in a peaceful world.
We don't.
We don't. Mm. So what happens when somebody comes, like, passes through your village, rapes women, takes shit?
But that shit can be said of Christianity also.
It can,
so
but
is our God?
Our God is that. What I like, okay, what people probably won't like about God is that he's not always cute. And that's hard to accept. You get? It's hard to accept that this God is not all hippie love. You know, Jesus isn't wearing like a flower crown. But...
smoking weed.
And smoking and just, guys, just chill. Because that won't get shit done.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't. And if you read through the Old Testament, the Israelites, if they only got messed with, if their relationship with God was messed up.
Yeah.
As soon, if they'd fall off and come back, they'd go and destroy cities. Israelites are winning until today, let's be realistic.
Mm, fact.
You get? So now, I don't know.
It's really interesting that you said that. God is not cute. I feel like, even the perceptions of peace that we've been given, it's just, I feel it's propaganda. What Jesse was saying about Goebbels, like that. He was the minister of propaganda during Hitler's regime. Like, this guy single-handedly made Hitler a god. And so, the version of love that the enemy has given the world is the fault. The version of peace, you know, like, oh, we should just accept and all. But that's not what that is.
Ghost is so funny. He's saying, and within that peace that's promoted, people never say let that shit go. They never say forgive. They never say act kind, give out. It's just... it's smoke.
Escape. Just find a way to not deal with this shit. Just find something else. So you pick up a new cause. There's this...
A new charity.
There's the millions of definitions you have to add to the dictionary to accommodate what we don't want to face.
The new diseases.
And Ghost is saying that's just all to run away from our imperfections.
That's smart. But... that's true. Isn't that anxiety, though?
So we're fighting. Ah, yes.
And isn't that depression? And suicidal
thoughts? And suicidal
thoughts,
yeah.
It's all an attempt to not
success.
Look at personal... exactly, even good stuff. Success.
Yeah.
Understanding. Bro, the doctors that treat mental illnesses, some of them are seriously fucked up. And you know, I don't know, why do we give leniency to people who deal with your brain? But then you wouldn't allow a sick doctor to treat you.
Whew. Wow.
It's hard.
It
is.
Because let it work for you first before you can't tell me this.
And isn't that what Jesus did for us and God?
Yeah.
God set the example. Jesus followed. Ghost helps us follow.
And you know, if we're going to talk about following winning formulas, then that's basically, it's already been outlined for us. This is it, do this. But we're the ones who are going now to, we're going to seek doctors.
And the fact, I think, honestly, I trust a Christian therapist. It sounds biased, but me, I know God, because I have been there, I know God makes them deal with their shit.
Yes, they don't run.
You can't give a power you don't have. You cannot.
That's a fact.
You can't.
You can't, baby. I'm just thinking, like, for you to heal, you need to be healed first.
Exactly.
You need to.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Isn't that Jesus? So if Jesus didn't come perfect, how could he have been the perfect?
Woo.
Like, love for us.
Wow. Okay, we're also as blown away as you are, so if you're quiet, just processing. Yeah, not saying that to be perfect.
Hey, me, Jesus, self-control that man had. Pharisees coming and you can't talk shit, you can't call down angels, you can't... And then, you know, it's not that they were possessed. They decided to be bitches.
Yeah, deciding. even in the face of clear evidence, they would not accept. It's here, it's written. I'm telling you, your scriptures, your Moses said this, but no.
Because it doesn't line up with me.
And that's the thing, like, when you're dealing with the imperfections with Jesus, you will need to let go of what you think you know. You will need to, because that shit won't fly. And clearly it's not been working all this time. So what if you listened to him and what he's telling you? Stop picking these versions of truth and go and listen to the truth when it speaks to you, when he speaks to you.
I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, but Sally last week, like, knelt down and prayed and told Jesus, me, I'm humbled. I will do whatever you want me to
Let me tell you, my God, what? And you know what's crazy? I thought about it maybe 2 days ago, how I've always seen people say, I got to the end of my road, like, nilifikamusho, I stopped fighting God. That was my day. You don't want that feeling. It's
humbled.
Hey.
Eat grass.
I ate my grass. I've been laughing at you, but I ate mine. Yeah.
I guess. And keep in mind, this is over 20 years of being saved. This is knowing God, working with him. So your imperfections, by the way, I don't think they end. It's just they're not the bigger focus with
they're
God.
They're not, yeah.
And if they mess with his plans, my friend, just love yourself and submit.
Really, that's the easiest way out.
Because after Sally's prayer, I mean, that's what, you know, I told Jesus, it's all right. We will do what you want us to do. This doesn't look, no.
It does. And it's
not fun.
Because it's like, it's easy to say no when you're in a crowd of people who are saying no.
True.
Huh. Environment. But God meets you alone and you face that person and you're like, no, no.
So what do you think we fear so much about looking at the man in the mirror?
Seeing the man in the mirror. I mean, I feel like that for me is the biggest thing. Like, actually seeing them.
That you're not as perfect as you think.
You're not. You see yourself. For like, I feel like you see all the dirt, the things that you've been, I don't know. For me, it was hiding. My self-righteousness was hiding things. And so long as I was in that box of I am good, I didn't have to look at the dirt and anything. It was like whitewashing. But Jesus peels off that paint fast. And then you see that man. And then also you get scared because you're like, if I'm like this, then am I worth anything?
The blood of Christ cleanses, bro. Makes you white as snow. And God, you figure you're white, don't you?
Bro.
I also think it's fear of not accepting yourself.
Fear of not accepting. Wow.
You get, because especially if you air yourself with this, I'm so cool, I know I'm a nice person, I accept, like, now for me, how old did I use as an example? Like, looking in the mirror and telling myself, not as many people need you as much as they do, and having to face that reality, like you've said. And then, basically what you've said, and now, why don't they? What's wrong with me? Have I done? And you don't feel like you've accepted yourself. I think looking at yourself, facing yourself in the mirror does not work if you don't have Christ.
If you don't, yeah.
Because nobody can love you. You can't love yourself out of that. You can't.
You go deeper into it. It's a wormhole. It's terrible.
It is. It's,
and I feel like that's sometimes at one of the ways the enemy uses on some people. Mm. He lets you see that man, but lets you see them outside of God so that you despair so much, you go back to him to try and fix that shit. And you can't. So it breaks you all the more until, nigga, you just don't know who you are anymore.
Just a mess. A pile.
And then now it's like, oh, wretched man, you've gotten worse. So it's like, I can't come back from it. Then it's just there whispering, nobody would ever want you in this state.
Imagine.
So even when somebody comes tell you about God, you're like, God couldn't love this. Even I can't love this. So how could God love this?
God is love.
You know, and it, that love is so good because it doesn't factor in how bad
you feel. Pure.
You know, pure enough to cover that shit. Everything. Everything. The imperfections to God are actually a plus. Was it Corinthians that says that his strength is made perfect in your weakness? So the weaker you are, bro, by the way, you're the best candidate.
Imagine.
Best.
Like, God is rejoicing. I can use this
one. I can use this one. The world throws away things that are broken. God gets those ones. he wants.
A person who betrayed Jesus is the cornerstone of our faith.
Tell you, Peter. Hey.
And Peter. After betraying him, the devil was still looking for him.
Yeah.
But Jesus prayed for him. There's this thing I've seen, Ati. I know I've had some people, it's those two quotes on Instagram.
Yeah.
I know I've had some people and I've let some people down. Blah blah blah, but at least I'm mature enough to admit that I have some toxic traits. I despise that quote with everything inside me.
Why?
Because that shit is selfish. Mm-hmm. You see, what the person is doing is they're trying to say, I know I'm bad, I know I've done this, I know blah, I. And then they try to make it better, at least I'm mature, or I know I'm mature enough to admit that I'm in me. Mm. Instead of, so you just go apologize to the people you've wronged.
Oh.
I don't understand, like, what's your point of telling us you're so, bro, we are all bad. We are all bad. So it's manipulation technically, because it's just an underhanded way of praising yourself. But
yeah.
Because you've said so many things bad about yourself, people don't think that it's that.
Oh, so that's amazing deception. What?
Wow, I'm really, I think you're right. I'm very manipulative.
For you to know, I also feel like God lets you notice things that you deal with. Like, you improv- it's so
that's
easy for
true.
You to spot them. You believe that? Today when I was looking at your wall, I thought about semantics. Ghost, and now he's clarified what he was trying to tell me. He was saying how one of the tactics of the enemy is giving us so many definitions of things, so you find a way to walk around them. Like, now you see the whole I thing. So you admit enough. It's still pride. And you're being manipulative, but you've said so many eyes, we think, you know what, this chick must be so self-aware, or this guy, because he's willing to admit it. But Chiniamaji, bro, that's not the point. Like Wamboi has said, go apologize.
Yeah. That's also, that's an unique, wow, Ghost answered eventually. That's also an imperfection, the falsity of self-awareness.
Whew.
Yeah, and Ghost has had to deal. Because sometimes Ghost shows me it's not that deep. You're just prideful. Or you're just selfish. Or you're just...
And he doesn't bullshit. He gives you the word. Hakupeangi ati, oh, you
it's
know
true.
These long-ass words. No, you're being proud.
So now, as a result, I've grown to... I don't think it's good. But I've grown to dislike now people who are more or less what I used to be.
Yeah.
Using a lot of words to try to convince us that otherwise. I used to underhand myself to get compliments from people.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because there's this thing, it's either, Mark Manson mentioned it in his book, it's either, for you now, it's, I'm excellent, so I'm above everyone else.
Yeah.
And mine was pitiful. I'm sad, so I'm above everyone else. It's just two different versions of pride. You get? But now, one's just extremely bold, the other is extremely sad.
Yeah. That's deep.
Yeah. So now for God to know all that about you and to still love you. You see, it makes no sense. Because even you don't like yourself once you find out all this shit.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, you really don't like yourself as much as you claim you do. Mm. I really do not.
So you only love yourself because you can stand in faith that God loves you.
Yeah.
That's the only solid truth.
Well, that the scripture that says that you... Jesus said you love God first, then you love yourself, then you love people. Yeah, if you don't accept God's love first, you can't love yourself. You have an illusion of love.
That's true.
It's not, and that's why it's never enough. The days you wake up, you just like, I'm not shit.
That's why you have cycles.
Yeah. Oof. Yes, yes.
And that's what the enemy does. He keeps you in cycles.
You should listen to that song by Jonathan McReynolds.
Mm-hmm.
That word that it has come out of my mouth so fluidly. Yes, it's called cycles. And he says that the devil, he learns from your mistakes even if you don't.
And so he keeps you in cycles.
He keeps you in them, yeah.
Hey, bro.
And he'll always find things to feed. You know, when he was talking, today we were listening to someone, or rather we were watching someone, yeah, Mike Todd, Toys R Us. And he said how, he talked about big babies, and Gusa gave me the analogy of food with big babies. He said, soon enough, a baby grows, but you can't keep feeding it milk and naan and nini food. It will become malnutrited and eventually it will die.
Ooh. So that's our faith. If you don't feed it
basically,
well.
Basically, yeah. You're not growing in proportion to what you're supposed to. So you feel like, oh, this. And you know what? And he was, and Ghost was saying that you can't even eat the same proportions used to as a child.
It truly wouldn't be enough.
It wouldn't be enough. And so he said that's the same thing with the world. Like when you're constantly going to the world to fix these two problems about how you feel about yourself. So the enemy feeds you those two small portions. You're always hungry. You're always thirsty for something. You will never be sated at any point in your life.
And we tell you, Jesus has all answers.
Bro, it's true.
He does. He does. This is why people can preach in the streets, guys. Or dance like they're mad in church.
Yeah.
In my case, sleep.
Yes.
But before you get there, the veil is thick.
Yeah, and it needs to be torn. It needs to, and you need to face that. The Bible says, don't be that man who saw himself in the mirror and turned around and forgot what he saw. Don't forget. Because even it really is. I feel like there's so many believers who forget what they see. You meet yourself and you're like, hey, this is too much. So you just turn around and choose not to.
Yeah.
Not knowing. And it's for your benefit when you meet that man in the mirror and accept him as he is. By this I'm at itikia too. But don't, after itikiaring, don't stay there.
It's
knowledge
true.
Puffs up. What Ombe was saying about I you think that self awareness is true, it's a falsity. It's a false bottom. And it gives way at the worst moment.
Right.
Gives you at the worst moment.
And at no point whatsoever are you perfect.
Yeah, it will never be.
Like Mohoni and I sometimes have agreed on stuff and then later on we learn it's not right. Well, oh. Wow.
We're learning.
Wow. But
yeah.
In the moment, bro.
Hey, convinced.
Hey. Would have bet anything, almost anything, that we were right. And the good thing is if you have Jesus, by the way, you don't. Unless you choose it, you don't have to be stuck with that.
Yeah, you don't. Even that feeling of being corrected where you feel like you're shit, when it comes, you're like, no, that's a lie. The Bible says I'm loved, I'm not condemned, so that's a lie. And I won't believe it.
And prayers work. I think the only reason so far I haven't started in my growth is because Kitambo, you know, when I was mad spiritual, I told Jesus, may I always be learning and ever growing.
You made that prayer?
I did. I really did. Hey. And Jesus will just look at you and smile.
Wow.
Let me tell you guys, in our last episode, you know heaven laughed at my salvation. I'm going to go pick a bone with those people and ask them, who do you think you are?
They're God, they can laugh.
Kwanza if it's a Kina David, if I find out they snitched. Kina David, the evidence is in the Bible. Talk shit. Talk shit, sir.
And be like, we've been laughing for thousands of years. Yes, it's recent addition to things.
Wow.
But at least today she listened when the prayer was being made.
I did. I even thought I'd make a whole salvation prayer book.
Explain.
Publish it. Yeah, these are the ones you can be saying in church, guys. What?
Recite in case your brain fails you.
And then I was remembering how Jesse Duplantis was saving like 1,000 souls. Ah, Nikanza kupanik.
But he didn't want you. Remember, he said he wanted to sit next to the fan.
That's true. But yeah, I was saying like praying, making 1,000 people repeat your prayer, Lord. But the good thing is that as long as they make the choice in their hearts.
Yeah, that's what counts. Because there's a deaf person there or a dumb person.
It's inside.
It's the time there was, in our church, there was a dumb and deaf girl. She gave her life to Christ. So they did it in sign language. It was so cool.
Oh, that's so cute.
She was so happy. I was so happy that day. Wow.
And what language she thinks in?
That's fire, yeah? Okay, we're getting. Whew, wow.
What if she's like a pro in tongues? And you don't know she can
speak? We don't know. But one day she will speak.
She will.
Amen.
In this life,
you know
or
what?
The next?
Yes.
Can we dive deeper into the if you are weak, I am strong thing? So
yeah.
The origin of this story, there's this dude in the Bible called Paul, and he used to murder Christians he did it ignorantly, but he used to murder Christians. He met Jesus, got saved, became an apostle. And an apostle is not a fancy title. It just means messenger. That is all.
Yeah, just...
So now, he's... Hey, dude was mad spiritual. He went up to the third heaven, if not higher. Dude saw things. So God gave him a thorn in his flesh. And it's more like something that will keep him humble. So let's say for Mohoni, like food addiction, for me it would be laziness. For somebody else, it's probably depression, addiction, anything.
A spouse.
As a guy.
A child. Bro, the reasons are enough. I mean, the options, sorry.
The endless. Jesus just... Yes. I'm trying to imagine him scrolling through somewhere. Ooh, and be like, yes, this is one. It. So now he asked, like this dude had so much faith. He wrote, I asked God to take it away 3 times. Because to him, by the first time, it should have been done.
It should have gone.
And so Jesus told him that it's there to keep him humble. And he that when he's weak, God is strong.
Mm.
And he decided to celebrate in his weakness.
Yeah.
Because it meant God is strong. Like this dude had faith. What? And so just looking at that, what do you think might be a thorn for you? It's probably not. But if there's a possibility that you have a thorn, what would it be? And how does it humble you and makes you like weak enough for God to be strong?
Hey, right now I probably say 2 things. Okay, for me, I feel like my relationship, like romantic, school. Like those are 2 things in my life that have not
gone smoothly.
They've not, and things I've always wanted. And surprisingly, my greatest moments of faith in this life have been in those 2 areas.
Yeah.
Today when Pastor Mike was talking about, I don't know what he said, and I remembered, when he was talking about you when options come, but you know what God told you.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that time when we were going to schools and I didn't want them. And I told God, this is not what you told me, so this is what I'm not taking. Yes, I feel like those 2 have been, those things have made me cry. I have asked, they be removed. Nothing happens.
But for school, may I think it was necessary? You'd have gone off into a career you weren't supposed to.
That's likely. Very, very likely.
Really academically gifted.
Thank you. Yes. And that was the demon part of it. Shit, I used to get so mad. Like, I want to be in school, but the girl who's coming last, I'm only pure fees the whole year. So I'm asking Jesus, does this math add up to you? Amani nini siji kwe sabu. How do I want to be in school? And she gets to be here, and she doesn't want to be here. In fact, she's looking forward to marriage.
So she can leave school?
Yes. Meanwhile, Mimi, I am stuck at home. It used to pain me so much. But yeah, I think those 2, in my relationship, it just made me go to God constantly. People would look at me, I look happy and shit, but inside I know the prayers I have made. I know. Hey, that thing brought me to my knees. Even that prayer that day, I was humbled. It was... Ilifika hapo tu, it was a breaking point. It was just like, you know what, I'm done. Yeah.
There's nothing else you can do.
I cannot.
You're not God. Jesus will show you you're not God.
Bro.
My thorn, I think it's having to deal with fear.
Yeah.
And the weirdest thing, if we didn't have Jesus, I'd probably be the one who scares people the most. Because it's just fun to frighten people.
Says the one who is scared of fear.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
Because now, in my mind, you know, this stuff isn't true.
Mm.
You won't always be here. It's just funny when guys are scared. Yeah. Jesus thought about giving me that as a thought. Can't use it against anyone else.
Can't. You can't.
And honestly, I think it's a generational curse I'm dealing with.
Mm.
Because, okay, African culture, generally, there's a lot of fear.
Generally. Mm-hmm.
But even my dad, that man, he's the Lord's. There's a time, like, we're going to spend the night at a hotel, so we had gone home to collect stuff. I don't know why that day we're going to sleep at a hotel, I don't remember.
Mm.
But he made us leave the lights on, at it to light people that were home.
So your electricity bill goes out to lie to people who might not even come to see.
That you're home.
Hey, fear is costly. Fear is costly.
It is. So if there's a thorn.
What pole?
It is that one. You have done. And now, like in high school, I used to watch horrors and shit.
Wow.
Hey, so you're chilling in your house alone and you just remember all that shit. You just, wow.
That's crazy because Ghost is like showing me how the devil would use something to feed that mini of fear. You willingly watch a movie, yeah, but it's inherently feeding the fear.
And when I was watching them, I wasn't even saved.
You're not?
You get. So now that you are and you're not in the devil's will anymore, he has to work overtime to frustrate you because that frustrates God. Lord! But yeah. Personally, I've asked for a stomping session on the devil if I ever... Hey! Lord! If I ever get one! That dude will have my footprint on his face.
You're tired of Satan, if anyone.
Hey! I would willingly go to hell to save people, to piss him off. Stupid. I'm just waiting for the opportunity.
Punch him in the eyes.
Punch him in the throat. Yeah. I really hate that dude.
You really do.
I do.
I don't think I hate him. You hate it. We insult him occasionally, but hey, yours is intense.
It is. It is burning hatred.
Surprisingly, I feel like if he was given a second chance, I would want to go preach to him. And that's weird, because I'm not willing to preach to human beings, but him, if I was told, I would. I feel like I really understand that guy.
You understand him until he frustrates you.
Okay.
And if that's a tactic. Like, you feel sorry for him.
So you think he's cute?
Nothing.
That nigga is a bitch. I don't know if you watched the Hercules movie.
Mm.
These two, it's a bat and a weird looking worm. I don't know. But they're sent to kill Hercules when he's a baby. And they can morph into the biggest creatures, and they can also become so cute. They confuse you. Until you realize, no, this is not what they came to do. They came to kill this baby. And that's just him. He's such a liar. He'll take on whatever form you find acceptable. So if you prefer hippies and yellow and smoking and yeah, just nice doctrine and shit, he will give you that one. If you prefer dark, hardcore shit, he will give you that one.
My personal experience, I think it's... Hey guys, when I was out in this world, going out, clubbing, bro, I was never broke. Shit, supplies. I used to buy juice every day, almost every day. Guys, I was balling. I was balling. I was never out of school. I was never this as behind as I am now on rent.
Yeah.
And now that you have Jesus, hey, faith is a must.
You know, like everything. Somehow it's like you get saved, your finances just tell you, bye.
Mm.
It was nice knowing you. And it's a lie.
It is. And Jesus told us, how does worrying about tomorrow fix anything?
It doesn't.
You just... care about, and that's the thing, like Jesus is so, this is the area he's so laid back in when you're panicking. Wow.
Chilled.
Hey.
When you need an army to come and get you, now it just is no.
Nah. Like, calm down.
Bro, relax.
Una panikia nini?
It's not that serious.
Such a huge fuck you to the devil. We accept it, Jesus. We accept it.
You just like annoying the devil.
I do. I do.
Man, I don't understand why it has to be at my cost.
I think if there was a ministry for pissing off the devil,
Faith on
I would be in it. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I think it's just because he frustrates my comfort so much.
Yeah.
So I really hate him. Hey guys.
Wow. And also something like, you might be finding it weird, like how when you get saved, things just seem to go wrong. They really don't go wrong. It's that, excuse me, you're no longer in his camp. So he doesn't want to fund your happiness, so he'll cut off things. But when you're in his camp, he'll fund you because you're supporting his lifestyle. You're living for him, basically.
It's true.
So you always have money. You're surrounded by friends. Even if you said this podcast, when you are not of God, faith would have blown up so fast.
True. That's so true.
Even your writing would have been just all over.
That's so true. Yeah, like. That's a fact. My blog, a lot of people used to read before I got saved.
After you get saved, it's like, nah.
It's exact. But Ghost is saying it's because the devil can't afford you anymore.
Ooh, Ooh, that's a big F you to him.
Isn't it? Because, I mean, you are bought by Christ's blood.
Your price.
What? It's too high.
It's too high. It's too high. I didn't write that down.
So nobody but the Christ who died, because humans couldn't pay that debt.
Yeah.
The enemy can't pay it. Only the Jesus that died can pay it, like God. Other than that, so now you've elevated from being useless and honest to priceless.
And you think about it like that, then it makes all these things that it gives to you look so cheap. Because
it does.
Then you are worth a bottle of alcohol to him. That's...
Hey, that's painful. That's pain.
A roll, like a joint. Hey, tunadanganya, by the way. Tunadanganya. It's... No, yeah.
You are worth people who don't really love you.
Wow.
Isn't that the point of fans, though?
Hey. Okay, so our faith, we are sorry. You're worth people who don't love you. Yeah, this is exactly fandom. Because the moment you step out of what they want, you know what? But yeah, so how can we use our imperfections to, or rather, how can they be used by God? Or how do you think they're used by God?
Honestly, by being weak.
Just that.
Just that. Because if you could use your imperfections to your advantage, you would need Jesus. That's as far as I get it. Because I can't use them. Even my benefits, I can't use them as well. You get, I can't access the full range. And we're all called to God's purpose. And it's not for everyone to be famous, to be wealthy,
yeah,
to be all these things. So if you shift your focus to doing what God wants you to do, it's just obedience.
Basically, yeah, that's life.
That's the only.
He's saying that, you see, with obedience, it's easy to turn something that's very weak. It requires less manipulation, less energy.
True.
So if you would allow that area of weakness to become, it could actually become your strongest obedience point.
Damn.
You know?
Like how my fear has become boldness. It's slowly becoming boldness.
Do you know, in fact,
boldness.
We say in Christianity, the opposite of faith is fear. You would... It's such a nini. Like for me now, it's my name is peace, and it's like my life is in chaos at any point.
My name is faith, and fear is the biggest thing you're dealing with.
You're dealing with, yeah. So yeah, you're weak. Those imperfections are actually your strongest areas. If you think about it, that's the greatest opportunity for God to showcase just how much He can pick a vessel that has been despised and. Exactly, make it. The Bible says he takes his treasure and he puts it in earthen vessels.
Oof.
That the excellency might be of him and not of us. Like when guys look at you inherently, they just see God. Yeah, you'll be seen obviously in the process, but the biggest
purpose.
Point is, like if God could use Faith, if God could use Sally, if God could use even Sonko, you know what? He's not past redeeming.
I actually believe, because he's one of the few people that have actually been caught. It's a good
yeah.
thing that he's not that good in this shit. It's a blessing.
It is.
He is not. There is hope for him.
There is. You know, I feel like maybe I'm wrong and I'm right. I don't know. I feel like for Trump, there's a way he knows God that allowed him to get there.
Probably.
Because you cannot explain it.
I like him because this dude doesn't lie. Do you know Trump does not lie?
He says it.
He doesn't like out of everyone, that's the first politician who does not lie.
When he says, you know, we said that.
And people hate him for that. They hate him that he's
you
that
would think Americans would love that.
They don't. They don't like that he doesn't try to be politically correct.
Mm.
He doesn't try to like them. There's this lady who said that she flew in from something. So like she was at the speaking point, Trump was to her right, and then
yeah.
there's somebody behind Trump. So she was saying how I think she just flew in or she's from doing something. Trump walked off because of this corona shit. So to him, he's like, I'm not risking my life.
Like,
he walked off
shit.
Once he had that. And I respect, know yourself, by the way.
Yeah, and just own it.
Own it.
Own it, by the way.
This is a really bad example, but when the Trump scandal of grabbing women by the pussy came out, the dude said he only grabbed one woman. He didn't deny it. Let's just start there. You know? And it's good because now if he didn't say it was one woman, you'd have thought probably like five, six, blah, blah, blah. Nothing.
God used the very base thing in the world to shame those ones. Because how? Well, how do you expect Alishindaji Clinton?
You know?
I saw how they had to reprint all the papers that morning. The papers had already been printed.
That Clinton had won.
Bro, they, I don't know. Yeah.
Mad.
I'll show you. Yeah, so they had to reprint the papers.
Mad.
And that's what God will do in your life. Like, those areas where people have written you off because you're imperfect, that's the same area he uses. You know what? I'll use this one.
And Trump is the reason people can, like, pray again in school.
Again, imagine. The man you think was the most wicked, because like, yeah, bro,
even the devil didn't see that
didn't coming. See that coming. That's like a Jesus move God just pulled there.
It is.
But now kids, yeah, kids can be. I watched that. It was one of the most beautiful press conferences I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah.
When he was allowing it in the White House. That was so beautiful. Like, let them pray.
And that freedom of expression, so why can't they?
So why can't they, you know? And he just rubbished it. He was not, and I like how he's not, he doesn't want to be politically correct. So he'll say whatever he wants.
Like, he calls COVID-19 the Asian virus, no, the Chinese virus. So guys were saying, don't you think that will create biases? Like, but no, it's from China. He's not lied.
He's the first American who's been real. Ah.
He's not. He called out Kim Jong-un. Who in their right mind? Who? Tell me.
He's a billionaire, he doesn't care. Like, that's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we need more people like that in the front line. Just really, like, if this is right, this is right. If this is wrong, this is wrong.
Dr. Matthew said that there's some people who work for the kingdom more than us because they're more bold to do it.
Oof.
But you didn't think that they need, because they don't fit into whatever you, because
Christians kept quiet in America, so God picked a heathen. Like, just put him there, let him go speak. He'll speak my counsel. That is what God did with King, this one, King Cyrus. You know, there's Isaiah 45 talks about King Cyrus, and it says about how God would use him to open up the doors, just some shit. It's an amazing prophecy.
Really?
But he's not saved. He was not. Like, even how God raised King Nebuchadnezzar before the grass eating scenario to humble the Israelites. God just does his shit. He will always find a vessel somewhere. It will not fit your profile of what a believer should be like, but if he gets the job done, you know what? You might have a pretty knife and one that looks ugly, but it's sharp. You'll only speak the sharp one.
Over the pretty one.
Because it's useful.
Oof. That's
it. Even with your imperfections, you know what? Just let God hone them. Let God have them. Your use will be in that. Stop despising them. Because the world will tell you we don't want weak things and all. But the world is weak to begin with.
Bro, this full of hurting.
All of them. Hurting. All of us. All of us.
When you are weak, he is strong.
He is strong. And God's strength is balls, bro. That one you can't.
Okay, I have a class. But lastly, for people who say, if God is alive, why do all these things, bad things happen? Why do? Something I don't know where I had it. I think it was Pastor Jesse. He said that God isn't in control. Humans are in control.
Yeah.
And you as a human, you decide what rules you. And it goes back to what we said, that when bad things are happening, it's because somebody somewhere is not doing their job.
Yeah.
So instead of asking, why does he let bad things happen, ask yourself, why can't you fix it? Stop complaining.
Stop. And here's like a clap. We can give this example. In heaven, where God is fully in control, everything is working
perfectly.
As it should.
Perfectly.
So if it's not working, then that should tell you who's in charge of the earth.
And us were put on the earth to subdue it.
Exactly. First command, it is in Genesis chapter 1, not in 2, 1. So we didn't read the fine print.
That's interesting, because even though we got out of the garden, that promise never failed.
It didn't. God did his job.
He did.
He upheld his side. So we need to keep ours.
We do.
Yeah. So your imperfections, don't use... Today, Pastor Mike said that sometimes we use what... We
go straight.
We just refuse to be responsible for stuff we have caused. That's how I can phrase it.
It's true. It's true.
So we litter, we insult people, we further manipulation, we further hatred and falsities, and we don't want to own it. That is our job too. You know what? You can make your imperfections work when you own what you have done in that state. It will even be easier for you to work it out.
That's true.
Because if you can face that you are in charge of what happened, then you are in charge of rectifying it. It's not another person's issue to fix.
God also has saved people who are literally going to hell. Like, the only thing holding them between earth and hell was their death. This Jesse guy that we talk about so much, that dude, hell moaned when he got saved.
Sinner of the worst.
He was good at it.
Eh.
So, honestly, if you know this and you've had this, you can't say that I'm too messed up to be.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be an excuse in front of God. I'm sorry.
It doesn't carry any water.
Because now we've told you otherwise.
Sadly, now that you've listened.
Hey, Lord.
As you're closing, yeah. Oh yeah, as you're closing, let me say this. It's my parting shot. Where Jesse was a sinner leading people into the alternate lifestyle, God now uses him as an evangelist to bring people to the kingdom. So you know what? In your weakness, he is strong.
He is.
You just need to give it to him. And Wambu, you have last thing to say?
We forgot our fun fact.
Oh yes, what was it?
No, I have another. So guys, if you use Glovo and like you pick supermarket and you can't use Naivas or any of the supermarkets, go down to the list of things that you had ordered and just click reorder.
Because
that's what I did today. You click reorder, you add the items you want, remove the ones you don't need, and order that. You get?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a backhand version of getting your stuff delivered.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a hack.
That's a hack. And we give you life ones.
We do.
Yes, they don't cost you much.
Hi.
So if you've heard this and you feel convicted, and we will pray for you first concerning the imperfection so that you don't feel like you're condemned.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to pray for that one?
No, you're praying everything.
I'm praying everything. Now. Yes. So Jesus, thank you for bringing us to the awareness of who we really are.
Yes.
And we thank you that we don't have to stay there in that state because you love us. Give us the strength to obey you and to allow you to help us out of it. We thank you that we will never be the same again from today.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And if you'd like to meet Jesus or to just know him more, say this prayer after me. Jesus, thank you.
Jesus, thank you.
For loving me and for dying for me.
For loving me and for dying for me.
Today I repent of my evil ways.
Today I repent of my evil ways.
And I accept your new life in me.
And I accept your new life in me.
I believe that I am saved.
I believe that I am saved.
My life will never be the same again.
My life will never be the same again.
I need to say fuck this bitch. You know what Satan is done with?
Amen.
Amen. You are loved. Welcome to the family.
And we hope you stick by your decision.
Yes, and Jesus will keep you there.
He shall.
He shall.
Have a nice day, week, night, morning.
Kachikati day.
Month.
Yeah.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.